The murderer was Mr. Jonathan Wadsworth. I mistrusted him from the moment I first saw him. He has tons of charm, but not one ounce of sincerity. But my appraisal of a man's personality is not, of course, hard evidence. What is hard evidence can be found on the tray. Only one cup and saucer had apparently been used, but both sugar and diet sweetener packages had been opened. So obviously, two people had coffee here last night. The other cup was rinsed in the sink and replaced to appear unused, complete with carefully folded napkin. My feeling is that the murderer came here to view Penner's collection of fine jewelry, not just the bracelet you see here, but his entire collection. They argued over prices and reached an impasse. Mr. Penner didn't want to sell. In fact, he probably asked Mr. Wadsworth to get out. Their argument escalated into a physical fight, and at some point during the fight, Penner's head struck the desk, overturning the lamp and vase. The blow was fatal. Desperate to cover his crime, Wadsworth took a jeweler's loop and bracelet from Penner, placed them near his body, and concocted the accident scenario. To support his story, he must have removed the light bulb from the desk lamp, slipped it into his pocket, and left the room with Penner's jewelry case, thinking that he had covered his crime completely. But what he didn't realize was that he was leaving behind his admission of guilt. A couple of white flower petals lying among the pink flowers from the vase. Petals that matched the flower in Mr. Wadsworth's lapel and could only have been left by the murderer. So now you can continue with your weekend. As for me, I've had enough. I think I'll cut this vacation short and go straight home to my study, where murder is just a six-letter word.